Well, hello, gentlemen. Hey, let's go back in time. At least back in my time. Maybe in your time, it's still happening. Well, I can remember going out with my friends. Yeah, I had some. Quite a few of us got together down the old pub, or the bar, and a couple of my friends were married. So we all meet up and everybody turns up. And we're all ready for a really good night. But the two married guys can't seem to relax. They're fidgety. They keep on looking at their watches. Of course, today it would be their phones. They're kind of there, but they're not there, if you know what I mean. And quite a bit later on, there may be a phone call from one of the guy's wives. Maybe there's been a kind of a drama at home. Strange timing for a drama, don't you think? Or she's just phoning up to wonder what time he's getting back. We all decide to go round a friend's house and take some beer with us. Maybe have a game of cards. But the two married men can't make that one. It's far too late. When you take a good look at it, you wonder why they came at all. You see, really, they were on the Femon's time, not their own. It's kind of funny how they always mention the man as being the controlling one. I bet to some of you guys out there that story seems very similar to the one you used to know, too. Why would a man put up with that sort of life? In stark contrast, a man who doesn't care about Femons or marriage, he can see his friends any time he wants. And he can drink as much beer as he wants. He can get paralytic. And when he goes home, there's nobody going to nag at him. Now you tell me which is the better life. It's amazing to me to think back and think how much power Femons had over a man. But now that men are waking up, they've realized that they deserve a life as well. For a male who stops putting Femons first, it's a bit off for him for a while. Until he sees he has a lot more time on his hands for himself. He doesn't have to answer to anybody. He has a lot more money, and his life is far more peaceful and far more enjoying. And those men never, ever go back. Why would you? There's lots of men out there that have always blamed themselves for their relationship failures. When, of course, in reality, all the man's girlfriends had unrealistic expectations. The Femon's greed has no boundaries. For those men who are thinking about walking away but haven't done it yet, just try it once. You'll like it. Just say to yourself, what can the Femon offer me besides the tube? And because the Femon you're going to go with has been already with so many suitors before you, you have no idea what you're going to get. It's time men live for themselves. We built the cities and society. Now let us live in it. The way we want to live. Amen to that.